Welcome back to the Intuitive Mindset Podcast with Jeannie Lynch, and this is Season 4, Episode 11. Everyone is intuitive. Everyone receives information. Sometimes we just don't have the language or we don't have the knowledge as to how we receive information. Well, today we're going to be talking about the 6 clairs of intuition, whether you see it, hear it, feel it, know it, taste it, smell it. Those are the clairs. And we're going to be uncovering for that for you today. So stay listening. That beautiful intuitive podcast, it's coming up next. Hey, welcome back to part 4 of a 4-part mini-series on tarot. Today we're going to be exploring the clairs of intuition. Let's do this. Hey, Jeannie Lynch, welcome back to my channel. So excited to continue the beautiful work of teaching you how to connect to your intuition and also sharing another beautiful spiritual modality with you. So today, my guest is Maria Conclaves. She's coming in. I met Maria back on Clubhouse, I think 3 years ago. We became fast friends. We've collaborated a couple times on my channel. I'll tag those videos there. And I'm excited to bring her in. She just wrote a beautiful tarot workbook. We're going to talk about that today and her process, and she's going to share that with you. And we're also going to have a beautiful discussion about how to use the clairs to connect, what clairs that you are connected to when you're connecting to your intuition. And I just love this topic, and I love teaching people like Maria does how to really connect in a deep way. And what I learned early on, and we're going to talk about this today in this interview, is everyone's intuitive. Everyone has this gift. We might not just have the language. So today, consider this your language on tarot, on intuition, on trust, on the clairs. All of that is coming up next. Hey, everybody, welcome back. So excited. My beautiful guest is in, Maria Conclaves. Just got a lesson on how to pronounce her name. So I'm feeling like I just, you know, going to win the Academy Award there. So excited to have you in, Maria. And as you know, you and I have wanted to do this interview for so long, and today's the day. And we're going to have a beautiful discussion about your beautiful modality of tarot and also the clairs and trusting your intuition and how to develop your own intuition. And you just wrote this beautiful workbook, which I'm all excited to highlight today. This is the reason I reached out to you. I saw all your marketing and I was like, oh my God, I want to help her. But I also really am interested in what you do to teach others. So we were just having a beautiful conversation about all that you do. So I'm going to get quiet so my guest can get to know you a little bit better. And I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself and then tell us a little bit about your intention for today in being on my show, and then how can we put light in the world by teaching people how to trust their intuition. Maria, you're up.
Oh, I love it. Thank you, Jeannie. I'm so excited to be here. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Maria Gonçalves. I'm Portuguese, in case you're wondering, because I always get the questions, where is she from with her last name? And I am a psychic medium and intuitive tarot teacher. And my intention today, I think, is super important. It's just to encourage people to trust their intuition, because so many people give their power away. And it's just reinforcing and saying, you know what, you got this. You totally got this. And the more you trust, the stronger it gets. But we're so afraid to trust.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Don't you think too, the timing, you know, we're coming out of COVID. We can actually say that now, right?
Yes.
We just had the last 3 years of being quiet, and a lot of us light workers were kind of forced to work online. And it seems like that kind of awakening, you know, you and I met on Clubhouse 3 years ago when that whole medium was kicking out, right? We were working more online. But I guess the kind of the bridge that I'm going to, and the reason I think that conversation is so important now for where we are with ascension, right? And the whole world and everything that's going on, is that we've made spirituality, I think, more open and accessible. So now it's not taboo. It's not wrong to be talking about. We don't have to worry about, you know, people shutting us down or thinking we're crazy, because everybody is wanting and desiring really to raise their vibration, but really connect to their own intuition, so that, truth be known, you don't have to go to people like you and I, right? You can just do your own connection and get the healing and get the information that you're looking for. And I believe, like you believe, everybody is intuitive. I don't have to believe that. I know that, right? But
yes.
And I said this on offline to you, one of the things I love about you, why I was so psyched to be on this show, was that I think that you have such great language. And we were talking about this offline. Everybody is this, but not everybody has the language. So today, my intention for the viewer is to give them that language. And that language is about the Clairs. It's about your workbook. Yes. It's about your TikTok. It's about all that you do for people and the workshops and the classes that you do. So let's start there. Where do I want to start? Let's go right into what you offer people as far as, you know, your focus when you're working with people, because it's so beautiful. So share that with us.
Okay. So when I'm working with people, so I offer mediumship readings and I offer tarot readings. I also offer spiritual assessments. So that's when people come to me and they're like, I think I'm a medium. I'm having these experiences. Maybe I'm more psychic. I don't really know. And what those sessions do for people, which I love to watch, it confirms that their experiences are real. It gives them the courage to begin to trust the experiences, the feelings that they're having. If they hear spirit, which we're going to get into later about the Clairs, explaining the Clairs, but knowing, you know, it's real. It's real what's happening to you, and it's valid. And it's okay to trust. And that just empowers them. And I love watching that light bulb moment within people. And even when I offer tarot readings, because with tarot reading, as you know, people come with you. And I've had tarot readings. I've gone to people for tarot readings. But the way that I do them is we ask the question. And then at the end, I do not make decisions for anybody because I don't believe in doing that. We walk through the questions. And then I always ask them, well, this is what I'm getting when I look at the spread, but I want you to tune into your body.
Yeah.
How does it feel when I say this? And then I had somebody come for a reading and they were deciding, do I move? Don't I move? And as we're looking at the spread, it was almost like it was undecided. Yeah. And then I'm looking at them and I'm just like, well, how does it feel when we say the word I'm moving? Does it feel relaxing to you? Do you just, and I could watch their whole aura open up about moving. And when I said, okay, how does it feel if we say we stay? And you could almost see their whole aura shrink. And then I bring that to their attention. So they become aware of, oh yeah, I did feel that. And knowing it's a whisper and not like a microphone, because you know, your body, your intuition, it's not loud. It's very quiet, but just getting people to recognize that within their physical body and to be aware of, oh, that's how I'm getting my yeses in my physical body, or that's how I'm getting my no's. And that just, and then that, which I love, empowers them at the end of the reading. They're like, yeah, I feel really confident, because I have had the experiences in the past where I wasn't so confident with my intuition way back in the day. And I would go to all the readers and I'd be like, well, what do you think I should do? And I go to the next, well, what do you think I should do? And then it'd be like, okay, I've gone to 5-6 readers. I'm still super confused. I still don't know what I'm doing. I'm not trusting my intuition and I'm giving my power away like crazy. So I always turn it back to people. It's like, okay, well, how does that feel to you? Because for me, it's very important, even within mediumship, if somebody comes to you for a reading, you leave them better than you found them. You leave them empowered.
That is such a great, important. I'm going to put that up as a whole slide, because to leave them better than you found them really is the work, right? I there's so much that you just said, and you have me opening up the door to a deeper discussion. Do you find when people come to you? Let's say we're all intuitive. We've already clarified that, right?
Yeah.
I find that when I work with people, it's always fun to kind of figure out what is their strongest way of receiving information. So do you get into an energy reading with people and do you look at that for them, or do you listen to what they're saying and pick up on their language? Because sometimes it's all in the language, right? I see, yes. I feel, I hear, I know, right? And then all of a sudden you realize they're connecting to the way they receive information.
Yes.
And so I'm opening up that door as a conversation, but then the deeper part to that is, regardless of what people lead with, like, I'll give an example so this makes sense to the audience. When I first started developing my intuition, my grief counselor said to me, kind of, Jeannie, explain to me how you know that. You know, she was asking me a question. And I said, well, it's that little light show that's going on in the side of your head. It's like a little film. And I see these little plays being played out. And that tells me the story to tell. And I usually tell that story and it makes sense because, and she's like, that's seeing. So I didn't have the language, right? So we're talking about the language, seeing that, right? So I led with that, but then a year later, I started to develop more of the hearing, and those kind of came hand in hand. So that's just a good door opening for you and I to talk about how people see the basic clairs. I know there's like, there could be eight of them, right? I think, how many clairs do you teach when you teach?
So I have six clairs.
Okay, got it. Take my audience, and not to go into great detail, but so we can open up the door to the way we receive information, which is such a great way to start this interview. Take my audience through the clairs so that they know, they have a sense of what we're talking about.
Okay, so this is really fun because you get to discover for you, do I work that way? Does information come to me this way? Or you're like, oh my goodness, I actually have three of those clairs. But you'll notice one may be stronger than another. Then there's another thing to keep in mind. If you were very clairvoyant seeing, over time that may change into another clair. And know that's okay. Like, don't be like, oh my God, I'm not seeing my visions. I always get my visions and they disappeared. It's like, no, no, your spirit guides are working with you. You're growing, you're evolving. And if you start to go into a different clair, it's because you were meant to be there. So trust the process.
Yeah.
So yes. I will also add, even for mediumship, for people that study mediumship that are very clairvoyant, they see spirit. Over time, they may no longer see spirit, and all of a sudden they only hear spirit, or they only feel spirit. So know that that's okay within psychic and within mediumship. That's normal. So I don't want anybody freaking out going, oh my goodness, it disappeared. It didn't disappear. You're just growing and evolving and expanding, and that's it. So I'm going to start with the first one, the more popular one. It's here. I see. So clairvoyant. So that's where people see images within their mind's eye, or they may see a little movie clip. Then there are people that can see it, and I have this experience that used to freak me out in the beginning, and it's objective clairvoyance. And that's where everything around me suddenly changes and I am the person in the scene. And the walls have changed. So if I'm doing a reading for you or even psychic, And all of a sudden, spirit's like, we're in a forest. Well, you know what? I really am. The tree, the walls have disappeared, the trees, the grass, I can smell and everything. That's more rare. If anybody's having those experiences, know that is real. And that's just a different part of clairvoyance. It's more rare, but some people do have that. Okay, so second, this is another common one, and you'll hear it in your language, I feel. Clairsentience, because they are feeling everything within their body. So it's like and when they're connecting to spirit, or when you're doing a psychic reading, you're connecting to your sitter. It's like, well, I feel like you're very sad in this moment to this situation.
Now, does this automatically, if you're an empath, you're someone who feels, or is that something completely different?
So empath is different. And that's, thank you for pointing that out. So with clairsentience, I'll go a step back. So what happens when I'm doing a reading for you, my aura is connecting to your aura, right? So our auras, our energy bodies are blending together. If I'm doing a mediumship reading, my energy body, my aura is blending with spirit world that has passed away. So now I am the spirit. So when you're tapping into, like if I were to give you a psychic reading, then I am tapping into everything that you see, hear, feel, however it comes to me in that situation, right? For that purpose. And I feel like empath is more, I'm feeling the pain within your body. And I don't know why I'm feeling that pain.
Time to check with Mr. ChatGPT to get the explanation between empaths and clairsentience. Empath, in the context of human psychology, refers to an individual who possesses the heightened ability to sense and understand these emotions, feelings, and energy of others. Empaths are often very attuned to the emotional states of people around them and can often experience these emotions as if they were their own. The sensitivity can be both a strength but also a challenge, as empaths might quickly and easily pick up the mood of a room or another person, sometimes to the point of feeling overwhelmed. Clairsentience is a term used in parapsychology and metaphysics. It's the context to describe a supposed psychic or intuitive ability. It is the ability to sense or feel subtle energies, emotions, or impressions beyond our normal five senses. Someone with clairsentient abilities might claim to perceive information about the person, the place, or a situation through feelings, through hunches, or gut feelings that seem to go beyond our logical analysis. Clairsentience is often associated with the paranormal or supernatural beliefs. Whew. Let's get back to our video now for further explanation of the clairs. So this is a great time for people who were listening, who we just confused. We're sorry. We're trying to teach it, right? So right now would be a good chance. If you have a question right where we're at, where you're like, well, wait a minute. This would be now where you could ask your question below, and Maria and I will do our best to respond and clarify if we made it confusing. Our intention was to make it easier, and I think we might have just tripped you up a little bit, but the discussion is this. Clairsentient is all around the feeling, and when we talk about feeling, and most of the people out there who feel are also empaths. And so there's this little this little trip where people get stuck in, again, with the language. And Maria, you're so good with the language, and that's what we're defining today. Okay, let's keep going. That's a good little marker.
But I do like that, because for the longest time I was confused. So then I needed to figure out, well, what does each one mean?
Got it. Thank you. Good clarity.
Thank you. And then with clairaudience is I hear. You'll hear people say, well, I heard my spirit guide, or I hear this inside my head.
Yeah.
So there are two types of clairaudience, which is, you know, you hear a voice inside your head, but it's your voice saying no. You're like, oh no, I hear this. And then there is, and I did a video on TikTok sharing experience I had a few weeks ago, walking my dog, where I heard clearly outside of myself. So hearing spirit's voice, for me to go, because I was looking, I didn't even know I was looking for another mentor, and I heard the name clearly, and you will sign up with this. And I was like, okay. And I know within myself that I need to trust that, because I know when I don't trust the hearing, because I just put it to like, oh, whatever, things always go sideways. Yeah. But for me too, I'm not that strong in it. So I rarely get that. So when I do get it and I hear that voice clearly outside of myself, my guide, I'm like, okay, that's like exclamation mark. Pay attention.
That helps.
Does that make sense?
Perfect.
Yeah.
So after hearing, we have the next one, which is.
So then we have the one that I was talking about, the claircognizance. That's just the knowing. Like when you just know with every fiber of your being, that's a good decision. Or you just know with every fiber of your being, that's like a really bad decision. It's just the knowing.
How many people do you, this is, I want to have a conversation about this one too. I love this conversation, by the way.
Yes.
The clear knowing, clear cognitive, this is the one, this is in my experience, and you're probably going to educate me and change the way I'm looking at this, but this is the one that I feel I am the least. In fact, I only know this because I used to record my sessions for myself. Part of my training was to hear myself do a reading, and then I would learn more about how I received information. And when I first started listening to my own recordings, I would hear myself in the video or in the recording. I would say, I don't know why I know that. I don't know why that's important. I don't know why you needed to hear that. I don't know. I don't know. I would say, I don't know a million times. So I understood that I could tell you, I could see it, I could feel it, I could, you know, I could know it, right? In the sense that the information was there, but I didn't know the cognitive part, the why. And for me, my understanding of people who know, and my man's a knower, it's hard because they don't know why they know. So the trust gets a little different. Like if someone was screaming at you, run inside, your curling iron's still left on, you would say, I heard that. But to just be told to go in and do something without knowing is a little challenging. So take me through your understanding of the knowing, because I think that's a very advanced way to receive information. What do you think?
So I think it's like all the, I think they're all equal.
Okay. Ooh, I love that.
I think they're all equal. And I just think we're all different. Like I was very clairsentient when I first got my mediumship abilities. Like I could feel everything from spirit, like how they pass, all that. I could feel it all within my own body, their sadness, all those emotions. And now it's just, and now over time, my mediumship has changed and it's just a knowing. I just know. And then I find with the I just know, sometimes it's difficult because you do just know things about things. And then you just kind of,
Got it. So you're saying it more from a perspective of, you know, what they say when you cross over, right? So there's this idea that once you get to the other side, there's just this knowing, like no more questions, like all the universe is revealed and you get to kind of see it from a larger perspective. There's that knowing. So when you say knowing, it's not the way you're receiving information. It's what you know. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, okay. Sorry. So it is the way I receive information from spirit. So they will say something to me and I know that that's true. All right. So then the other two clairs, and maybe you've had this experience. So there is clairgustance. So that is I taste. So you could be somewhere or doing a reading for somebody. All of a sudden you taste pizza in your mouth and then you find out the person in front of you, that was their favorite meal. Or maybe it's in a mediumship reading and all of a sudden maybe you taste whiskey or red wine inside your mouth, but you didn't drink liquor. But you're can taste wine, or I can taste this, or I could taste, and that would have been their preferred drink for the person in spirit. Or maybe if it's psychic, then it would be that person in front of you. Maybe that's something that they enjoyed. And then so that would be obviously the other clairs are your stronger clairs. And this is just for people that have these experiences, this is just to add more to the reading. That's all, to make it more like for you to feel the real experience. Yeah. It's one thing to say, oh, I feel like your loved one really loved pizza. And it's another thing to say, oh, I feel like your loved one really loved pizza and I can taste the pepperoni and the cheese melting through my mouth. And then you're having an experience. But again, every single person is different because some people may not want to develop that clair because it's not their thing. They're like, I don't want to taste other people's food.
God, it's like, too funny. Right? Too funny. So is the last one going to be smell then?
Yes. So it's clairalience. I always say it wrong. And that's the smelling. Like all of a sudden you just smell flowers and you're like, I don't know why I smell flowers. And then it could be in a reading. Maybe that's the way that loved one came through. Maybe it was you smell their favorite perfume, or maybe you smelled it, their cigarettes, like or the tobacco. Or, you know, I smell a lot of cologne when I'm doing readings, because spirit will come in with the cologne and the cigarette smell, their favorite flower. So it's just like, and that just adds to the reading. So the other ones are the main clairs, and these are like your extras. If it happens during a reading, fantastic. If it doesn't, that's okay too.
Got it. And so you don't develop, can you develop these with people? Is this something?
Oh, absolutely.
You can. That's so cool.
So with these two, this and then this is all about mindfulness. Okay. So when you're eating your food, slow down.
And now the time in the interview where we pull this all together. The bridge, how do we use the clairs and tarot, and how does the tarot tie into our new workbook? It's coming up next.
So with the tarot, that's, we focus with the clairs on the psychic. So that's my aura connecting to your aura. Then Got we it. Take it a step further, because we have the cards. So this is where we get our tarot cards out, and I work through the clairs with their tarot. It's like, okay, we got the Fool card. What do you see? I want you to look at the cards. What do you see? What are the colors you're seeing? Because colors have emotions. Like, you know, you see yellow. How does yellow make you feel? Well, yellow makes me feel happy. Yellow is also a doing energy. Because then I will let them know, like, when the sun is out. What do you do when the sun is out? Yeah. You are outside, you're riding your bike, you're going swimming, you're doing activities. So the yellow is like this doing energy. So then we start to look at the colors and of the tarot card. How does it make you feel? And then, first it's, what do you see? So clairvoyance, what do you see in the card?
Symbols and signs and colors and all that. All right.
And then getting them to connect, well, what do those symbols, signs, colors mean to you? Because what they mean to you is not necessarily going to mean the same thing to the next person. So how are you connecting to the card energetically? And just getting them to trust that. And then we'll do like little activities, you know, pick a card. I like this activity. I think this is a great activity for anybody that wants to learn the tarot and, you know, try and do it on your own. You get out your deck, you shuffle, and you ask your guide, what is it that I need to know today? Pull out that card, leave it on your dresser. Go, you know, connect with the card for a couple of minutes. Like, what is this card? See what you're picking up, leave it there, go about your day. At the end of the day, go back to that card and see how that card related to your day. And that's how you start building that connection. That's how you start to trust your intuition. That's how you begin to open up the different clairs within you, is all by trusting that card. So I've actually developed a course called the Complete Intuitive Tarot Course. I actually created the journal where I work.
Perfect segue.
Yes. But I will get back to the mediumship, because I do the mediumship with the clairs, and that's where they're connecting to the loved ones and we're using the clairs. But I teach psychic and mediumship separate.
Got it. You got the workbook pulled out, which is the whole reason that I got a hold of you, right? So you just had it translated into three different languages, right?
Yes. Take us there. English. I have it in English. I have it in Portuguese, so it's the green book back there. And
what can people expect, Maria, if they ordered the book? Is it literally like you write in the workbook and you can use it as a tool and teach us? Sell us your book. I want to know all about it, because I have an offer to somebody who's listening today. So, but you're going to have to tell us about it before I make my offer.
Okay. So within the book, we start at the beginning. I make sure you start at the beginning. So this book can be used with the course, or you can use it on your own. We start right at the beginning. You got a deck. What is energy? Because that's super important for you to understand. Empaths. What does being an empath mean? Clearing your deck, clearing your aura, how to start a reading, clearing your space.
Hey. A little commercial break in the middle of our video. I have an offer out to you. Are you ready? you're watching this, we've just been mentioning her beautiful new tarot workbook, and I'm going to offer you an opportunity to win a free copy. And all you have to do is send me a little email and tell me a story about when you first started tapping into your own intuition and what that process or that journey was like. Maybe it was a mentor, maybe it was a book, maybe it was an aha moment, a spiritual awakening. I mean, everybody has their own little story. I've got plenty to share with you. A lot of them are on my channel, but I'm looking for one from you. Whoever shares, I'm going to pull those beautiful names and your emails out of a little bowl, and I'm going to be reaching out to one of you for your address so I can mail you Maria's book.
Jeannie, I'm going to join you. I will offer a book too. Yes.
Ooh.
And then if they want Spanish or Portuguese, because it comes in to state which language, English, Spanish, or Portuguese.
Two books. So,
yes.
So we have just given so much information to people. So yes. One of my favorite ways to kind of end an interview is to talk about kind of the state of where we are in the world. And you and I were having this beautiful conversation offline about why you are so amazing. Well, of course, I was bringing this up. You weren't talking about this. I was saying how much I love working with you and how inspiring you are for people who were coming in and tapping into your own intuition. You had such a good conversation about why you do what you do. And it was something to do with the way you were taught when you first started. And I thought it would be a nice way to kind of end our interview is to say why you are such a teacher from the heart and what your attraction is to bringing new people into this beautiful light so that they can develop their own intuition in a safe environment. And if we could end with that, that would be a nice way to end this interview. And then I just want to take that second to thank everybody who stayed this long listening. We really appreciate your time. Maria and I will be here to answer any questions, leave comments and questions out for us. We'll get back to you. We're interested in growing with you. Follow us both. And so let's end with that, if you don't mind. Your motivation for doing the work you do and your experience, please share.
Thank you, Jeannie. So I was sharing earlier that why I'm so passionate about this is because when I first got into my mediumship abilities, there was a lot of fear. So I actually, the first year, because I was told by a medium that, oh my goodness, Maria, you have such a beautiful light. It's only time before the evil spirits come and get you. So I slept curled up, no word of a lie, in my bed, like in fetal position. I was so terrified they were going to come get me because they were going to find my light. So what I have learned over the years is what not to do to other people, because it wasn't cool. It really messes with people's heads. And it's all about taking the fear out of being psychic, taking the fear out of mediumship, realizing this is just an extension of who you are, which is this amazing person. And you shouldn't be afraid of who you are and how your intuition works. And you're made of love. There's nothing out there that's going to get you, because I want to get rid of that fear. Because I had a lot of that fear because the people that I went to earlier on, when I discovered I was a medium, there was a lot of fear. And within fear comes control. And I want to take that all away and be like, you know, if you want to go to classes, that's fantastic. If you don't, that's okay too. Just learn to trust your intuition. Learn to trust those yeses. Learn to trust those noes. Those are your spirit guides, always guiding, loving, and protecting you. And know that you are always safe.
Thank you, everybody, for being here. We will see you out next show. Bye, everyone.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Intuitive Mindset Podcast with Jeannie Lynch. And if spirituality is your jam, you will absolutely love my YouTube channel. I have over 400 videos in HD color. So head on over to the show notes. You can find the link there. Thanks again for the gift of your time. Have a great day. Bye now.